A love letter to money. Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Healing into Femininity. And it is me, Joanna Fatonji. If you don't know me, I am a life coach and I am focused on self-worth and money. Okay, so today I want to talk about loving money. Loving money, my love for money, my obsession with money, my curiosity for money, how I found the path to money, and how you can find your path to loving money, attracting money, and just loving to use money in your life. Because let's be real. For me, it has actually never really been a question. Do I love money or don't I love money? Do I want money or don't I want money? I mean, let's be real. We all want money. We all love money. And I believe as kids, we all loved money, like just getting gifts as money. I believe that I always loved money more than getting physical gifts, right? Because just somebody giving you money means, okay, your fantasy gets activated, and you can actually use that money to fulfill your desire. It is good to get gifts, like physical gifts, but for me, it has always been more beautiful to get money so I could do whatever I want. And this is what I want to talk to you about. Money is such a loaded topic, right? So many people are afraid of money, and I'm especially talking to my coaches, to my entrepreneurs, to my spiritual entrepreneurs, to my service providers, to my big-hearted women, to my big-hearted, creative, loving women who just think that their love, their creation, their poetry, their business is a work of love. It's a work of love, but it is also worth a lot. It is worth a lot. And this is the core topic of my business, Healing into Femininity. I personally believe that in the world we are living in, and we are already living in a world where we are getting more and more aware of the feminine rising, the divine feminine. More and more people are talking about it. And more people, or not only people, but places are implementing the feminine. As I like to look at the corporate world, because I come from the corporate space, integrating more of the soft skills, empathy, collaborative working, and so on and so forth. That is the feminine, right? We see it with everything that is going on in the environment. We are looking at the environment, the rivers, the waters, the earth. There is more awareness coming to that because we have been neglecting this very feminine being, the Mother Earth, so long that now we have to look at it. And I believe this is a direct representation of the feminine. And most of the time, if I speak about the feminine, I'm not only talking about women, right? We're talking about the energy. We have the feminine and the masculine. We have the yin and the yang. We have the darkness and we have the light. We have the flow and we have the structure, right? We have the opposites. We have the duality. Everything in this nature on this planet is about duality. And why I'm saying all of that is because I've realized for a long time, I consider myself an enthusiast. I'm a coach, I'm a certified coach, and I teach people the principles on how to create the life of their dreams, right? So to get crystal clear on your heart's desire and to work through all the blocks that are blocking you, all the stories. Whether it is that you come from a certain kind of family, whether it's your race, whether it's your gender, whether it's your experience, whatever, right? We are all telling ourselves some sort of victim story of why we can't do certain things, even though The number one thing is to really activate our heart again. I have one client, and I have to think about her right now, is that she told me, even though she is a creative, she's an artist and she's a graphic designer and she does so many amazing things, but only through my work, she was invited to create a vision for her life. Do you get the difference? Sometimes we just create in the external. We create our home environment. We create or we plan the next trip or a holiday, a vacation, or we always create. But what I do, like what I invite people to in my work, is that we create from the ground, right? What is it? What kind of life do you want to live? And if we are honest to ourselves, we all want to create a certain kind of life. And I'm not talking about fantasy. I'm not talking about emulating someone else's life. I'm not talking about doing what you see on social media, but something really deep, deep down inside of you, what it is I believe in, what it is that you were born for, right? What is the desire you have? Like, what kind of life do you want to live? And I believe that living a certain lifestyle is also a work of art. It's a creation. I can't just speak for myself. I love quality, right? I love quality things. I love quality food. Quality food is the natural food. It's so funny, right? We live in this world where we have so many things to offer in the supermarkets. Like, everything is so full here in the Western world. But me personally, I only go, and that's why life is easy. Life is easy for me. I go into the supermarket, and most of the time, I only buy the same because I go for the fresh and most of all, like the seasonal foods. And it's just natural foods, right? The natural foods, I like it simple. I like high quality. That's it, right? I'm not distracted by all of the other things because I have already cleansed myself. I did a detox, I did a purification. And now I know what's good for me as a human being, and I know like the kinds of food that are nourishing to my body, and I have learned or trained myself to love the taste of the things that are natural. So it's a very positive relationship. And I'm saying all of that to say, because today I really want to talk about money. It's the same thing with money, right? So we have those dreams. What is the dream? I always believe the dream for all of us is quite the same. But you have to get to this place of authenticity, of heart, right? Where you really drop back into your heart and you don't do all of the people pleasing. That's what I want to talk about. Like, that's definitely what I want to talk about with you today. It's the fear, right? Because we so often talk about living from fear instead of love. Right. And when we speak about living from fear, what I identified was that one of the fears that we have as human beings is always the fear of not fitting in or not being liked, right? Not being liked, because this all has evolutionary science back up, right? We come from tribes. Like, just let's look at our evolutionary history as human beings. We came onto this planet and we lived in tribes, right? We lived in groups of people, whether it be very small groups of people, where most of the time the women stayed in the village and took care of everything, the families, the kids, the elderly people, the food, the home, like the whole compound. And men went out hunting and brought back the prey or brought back the food, right? So just very basic. And imagine within this structure of survival, because back then it wasn't really about self-exploration or anything. Maybe yes, I don't want to deny it, but it was more or less about survival. And if someone acted up and really broke the rules of the tribe, that person would have been kicked out and they would have been left to die alone in the wilderness. And that's why we had to conform to the community. And this is the deepest reason why most people don't dare to tell their truth or explore their feelings and then speak their feelings, because even today, we are dependent on our mother. We are dependent on our caretakers for a long time as human beings, right? We are, as human beings, we need our parents for so long because we need them to protect us. We need them to provide for us the food, the shelter, the clothing, until we can go out and work, right? So, with that being said, is that we as human beings, we have this deep need and also fear of needing or having to fit in order to survive. And as an entrepreneur, I'm an entrepreneur and I'm also speaking to other women who have bigger dreams, who are entrepreneurs, especially creative entrepreneurs, caretaking entrepreneurs, right? Women who want to make the world a better place. Let's say that. So here comes something. I think it's kind of redundant because I believe there are so many people already talking about it, but I still don't see a lot of people making more money. So, making more money, wanting more money, allowing more money, not bartering. I give you this, you give me that. No, I don't want your this. I want money. I am giving you what I'm giving you. And personally, my programs and my services are designed for you to get crystal clear on what it is that you want and transform, right? To release all the patterns, all the hurt, the pain, the trauma, the blocks, the limiting beliefs. I can't do this. I can't do that. Sometimes we even tell ourselves, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Many times because of denial. I don't want to go too deep into it. But most of us, we are not living the life of our truth. And that's what I want to talk about. You want money, or money wants to be halved, wants to be had, right? You think, okay, my life is not as fulfilling. And I can't tell you, a lot of the things can be solved with money. A lot of the things can be solved with money. Let's not be ignorant. Money is not money is not this problem solver for anything. If you don't know how to form relationships and all of that, it's not going to be the fulfillment, but many things are going to be solved with money. Let's be real. So, what I've noticed with, especially with my clients in the past 7, 8 years, is that they have always made a shift in self-worth and their mindset on money. And it's not necessarily because I speak so much about money, but because I have a certain price. My work has a certain price, right? So my program, the beginning is around 3,300 euro. Yeah. So this is the entry level of my service because I know that it's worth it. I know that this is part of the transformation. I believe when you pay for something, you pay attention. And we all know that it's true. When we pay for something, when it requires a little bit more money, we pay good attention. For me, I can say that about my clothes, right? I'm 34 now, and I still have shoes that I bought when I was 15, and they're still in good shape. If you don't believe me, I can show you a picture soon. Because I have an innate understanding or sense for quality things, and I treat them right. I treat them right. Even though there's so much out there, I don't need more of the same kind of shoe, but I like that shoe. I'm going to take care of it. And the same thing goes with everything. If you pay for something that you value, you're going to take good care of it. And the same thing goes, for example, with my programs, right? I know that I serve on a high level, on a very, very high level, and that I create results, life-changing results. And the same thing goes for other things, right? Why do people, even in recessions, there are so many content out there for people spending money on luxury items, luxury cars, luxury clothes, luxury watches, and things like that. Why? Because people love to be associated with something that is of high value. And I want to go a little bit deeper into this because it's not never negotiated. People don't negotiate with high value items or with high value brands because the brand itself has created the allure, the esprit, the atmosphere, the je ne sais quoi, the feeling, the spirit, right, of high quality. And what is high quality? High quality is, for me personally, and I think there's probably a universal definition around that as well, but it's simplicity. Most of the time, the real high quality things are like high value materials, handpicked, sourced, and then with love and care and craftsmanship and with thought, right? With intelligence created. I'm thinking about like whether it be a bag or a car, right? It is by attention to detail. It is by taking the time to source all the high-level ingredients, right? The material, and then creating something that you have imagined and to not compromise. That's also one very important thing, to not compromise. You're going to, as the artisan, right? As the artisan, as the craftsman, you're not compromising and thinking about, oh, I can't get this cheaper. No, it's not about that. You want to make it as beautiful as possible. That's what it's about. You want to make it as beautiful as possible. And we all know in order to make something as beautiful as possible, we need time. We need time. We need time and we need space and we need the resources to do it. And the same thing goes for my work, right? I'm a thinker. I am a teacher. I am a spiritual teacher. And I'm a coach. And I help people to intuitively, I can see, I'm an expert, right? And I'm saying that to also invite you to see that within yourself as well. See yourself as, well, what can you see? Like, what can you spot? Because not everybody can spot and see the same thing as you. Personally, today, I would say that I am very, very good at finding out if people are lying to themselves, right? Finding the authenticity within somebody. I can see if people are acting from fear, if people are doing things just to belong, if people are just doing things because they think they have to do it. And that's also part of my work is to help people to create the thoughts or to release the thoughts and to just have the natural thought that would actually bring them to a state of peace and rest and naturalness and abundance and beauty. Right? Because these energies and these qualities are available to us at all times if we drop in. And that's what I help you. And I'm sure that I can help everybody to find their value as well, to understand that it's no longer about learning more, hustling more, especially if you are already a trained, like, of course, it needs a certain level of personality to work with me and to understand this kind of content that I'm sharing, because you can't be someone who has never done anything, right? I'm just making an example. Maybe you have learned something, you have dedicated yourself to a study, to like to studying, right? Or to learn something else, to be a craftsman or an artisan or something like that. Or anything else that you have dedicated your time, effort, and probably money to learn something. It needs a little bit more dreaming and a little bit more dedication, right? For you to be at a certain level where I am here to pick you up, right? Where I want to say that you have done everything that you could do. Of course, the learning continues, but this is the breaking point. Many women, especially women, they don't see their value again because the world that we live in has not valued the feminine gifts, the intuition, the intuitive gifts, the seeing, the like seeing, you know, like seeing, oh, this is not right, or feeling, oh, this something here is not right, right? And then building the expertise to help someone else to create it, whether it be being a stylist or someone who can help you pick the right perfume, someone who can tailor amazing, right? Someone who's a spiritual teacher, someone who is like a body teacher. You know it yourself. I personally love full attention. I love when people give me full attention. And this is worth something when there is an expert giving you their time and their expertise only for you. That is worth something. And if you are that someone, if you are that expert, if you have dedicated your time, money, and effort to learning a certain craft, you deserve to make the money that you want to make in order to live the life that inspires you to be as great as you are and continue to even be better. Yeah, I want to see what else. I wrote a few things down. What else I want to come to is that most of the time, people don't trust themselves. People don't trust themselves. I have been there too. People don't trust themselves because maybe because nobody can literally validate you. Nobody can validate the thing that you know that is your next step. Even me, and I like to say that as a coach, I am not here to validate you. I am here to help you unfold and create the clarity around certain things. And there's so much awareness and clarity that we are creating together. But the validation at the end of the day has to come from you, where you feel like my desire is something that is valid, right? It is from God. It is from God, it is from the universe, it is from spirit, whatever you call it. Your desire is there for a reason, if it's a true desire, right? Sometimes, as I said, and this is also what I help you with, is to find out, is what you think you desire, is it actually yours, or is it something that you adopted from the world? And I can tell you so much about it. Like, I have been on this path for a while, studying, right? I knew that I loved learning, but I didn't necessarily love what I studied. Why did I do it? Because I had a certain image about of myself that I needed to do that. I continued to go on my own path, but like it is layers and layers and layers to this. I thought I wanted to be a part of something. Also, it was about money. And I'm also saying there's different kind of money. You exchange your time and your energy for money. You go to a work that you maybe don't love at all. And then there's probably something that you love, or maybe that you have. Again, I'm talking to my experts. I see you as an expert. You have learned so much. You have dedicated time from maybe your childhood until now into something, but you didn't, you up until now, you don't dare, or you didn't dare to put a price on it. I know that is a big struggle for most artists or business people who share something from their heart again. But I want to let you know that this is the thing that is valuable. Your art, your business, especially if you are, again, coming from a place of love. It has to have a level of expertise. Again, let's stay with the example of the craftsmanship. High level craftsmanship, because that is the mother of a designer brands, right? Like today, I believe that there are also like trash items. It's not, it doesn't have this exquisiteness, but most of all, it is high quality, simple, good material, good resources, time, and love that went into the design. And the same thing goes for you. So one thing, it's about daring. It's about daring. We talked about self-trust and self-worth to know that you are worth more. You are worth more. You are worth more. And this is not only for like monetary, but again, it's a love letter to money today, and I love it, and I can feel it in my heart, and I hope you do too. But it's also with everything else. It's not settling for the crap that other people have sold you, right? It's not settling for the shitty food. It's not about settling for relationships that are not really like fulfilling you. It's not about settling for, yeah, a low bank account. It's not settling for a job or work in the world that you don't care about. It is life to create the life of your dreams is about honoring your dreams, is about saying, this is what I want and I deserve it because I believe it is in me for a reason. It comes from God. It is sacred. It is holy. It is, I don't know, like I want you to marinate because currently I'm marinating on the word holy. I am a German, and I also like for me it's the word heilig, heilig, heilig. It's the same, it's sacred, it's holy. Your dreams and your desires are holy, and it is only you that can protect it and value it, and nobody is going to come to give you that last bit of validation. You have to do it. And this is the self-trust, and this is the faith within yourself to say, hey, this is me. This is what I've got to give. This is my art. This is my service. And this is the price, and I'm worth it. This is the price, and I'm worth it. And as I said, what is keeping us from that is this collective groupthink of low value, other people can't afford it. That's not true. There's enough money circulating. There are enough people that are willing to pay for high quality, and there are enough people who are already paying for high quality. Just like I said, there are statistics out on it, people paying for luxury items, cars, and things like that. But with us humans, something is going wrong, and this is where personal development comes in. And I also want to speak a little bit about self-development. What does it mean? I love the word. Self-development is self-discovery because developing is like taking off the layers, right? Taking off the layers and finding. And this is going to be again so simple. It's about finding your soul, finding your aliveness. Finding that this is the gift. This is the most holy thing about your whole life, that you are alive. I hope that makes sense for everyone who has done the deep dive already. And if not, again, I'm inviting you to contact me with my email address and work with me. That's exactly what I do, help people to find that value within themselves, that innate self-esteem, that high self-esteem within you being human and within you not being perfect, but who has the authority to say what is perfect, right? I believe we are seeking for beauty in everything I said, but it is also about having that high self-esteem, self-respect, self-love, all of that. This is what I help you to dive into. And when you live from that space of your soul, your heart, your aliveness, you will realize that this is what you offer others, and it is worth more. I'm just saying that worth more 10,000, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100, 250,000, and more. And more. What is it that is keeping you back from claiming your worth, from claiming not your worth, but the worth of your service, the worth of the beauty, the worth of the experience, the worth of the result that you create? Because you choose. That's the thing, is you choose. It is just that, right? You position yourself in a certain level. You position yourself in a certain level. Nobody else. Nobody else can say, yes, you belong there. No, you have to see it for yourself and you have to claim it and say, I belong here. And I will stay here until someone else sees the worth. You continue to do what you do, but you will never sell yourself for cheap. This is one of my core slogans, right? To create the life of your dream from your feminine essence without selling yourself for cheap. It is about daring to be thrown out of a community because, for example, for me and in my area, in my field, it is the personal development healing space. And there are so many people with the consciousness of like social workers, right? But my work is not about social work. It's not a non-governmental organization. I am premium, exquisite. It's exquisite. It's deep dedication. And again, I'm not saying that to highlight myself, but also to stand for myself and to stand for the quality of my work, but also for you to give yourself the permission to think like that about yourself. And again, let me come back to that. This is still something that is frowned upon. There is this path, this middle path, right? And most of the people are in society. Everyone is doing the same without anyone. Like we don't dare, and many people attack the person that is glorifying themselves and says, hey, I'm here. Look at me. I am here to serve you because I can do something extremely well. Even if you have it, you're not allowed to say it. This is especially in the German society. Like, it's the same thing with a doctor, right? Doctors don't really advertise themselves, but I believe they should in a way that they say, I am specialized in this and I am very good at this. They do, right? They do, but they don't say it. They just claim it, right? They just claim it like this is my praxis or my praxis. Yeah. And then they have certain prices. And that's how you radiate your worth. Oh, just knowing, oh, this is me. I'm a well-trained doctor. I am this and this and this. I have learned so much. I have dedicated so much time of my life into this to master this. And this is my art. This is also that a surgeon is an artist as well, right? Through a lot of rigorous training, but the person is an artist and like a high expert. And the same thing goes for you. If you're an artist, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a coach, if you're a service provider, if there's something that you know extremely well, it is about dedicating yourself to it and become the state of the art and claiming your space in the industry. And why people don't do it is because they are afraid that other people will look at them and be like, who do you think you are? But it doesn't matter. They don't matter. They don't matter. You matter. And especially your service matters. Because if you don't share your service also at the price that you know you deserve, or not even deserve, that you want, right? That is you. That is you. That's that I deserve it and I want this. Right? I want to happen on this level. You are not fulfilling your soul's destiny. You're not fulfilling your soul's destiny if you deny yourself the money that you want. If you deny yourself the money that you want, you are not fulfilling your soul's destiny. You're not. You're playing small, you're dimming your light, and this is not why you're here. If you have this certain calling on your heart, if you find this video, then I can tell you, you want to level up, and I can help you with that. I can help you walk through it, and I can show you how to make 10, 15, 20, 100,000 euro or dollars or whatever it is, right? Because it is possible. But it has to come from within. You have to feel it. You have to embody it. You have to get rid of all the fear thoughts of, I don't even resonate with that again, but I will just say it. People thinking, oh, people with money are evil. I mean, come on, I don't know. People with money are evil. People with money are greedy. People of money are, yeah. Basically that, right? Not good people. And especially if you're a heart-centered person, coach, healer, service provider, creative, entrepreneur, you might think, oh, you have a negative association with money. But to be honest, let's be honest, we have to drop down. We love money. We all love money. I love money, and I want you to love money too. I get money, you get money, everyone gets money. Perfect. And so we've raised the vibration, we've raised the standard, because if we have, like, if we get more money for our work, we can give from love in the capacity that we actually love giving. Quiet, spacious time, love, like the attention to detail. That's what it is. If we allow ourselves to get the money, we can give in the capacity that only we are able to do it with the utmost level of excellence. I hope you feel me. Most people don't dare to think that what they have to give is so valuable to someone else that they would pay for it, which is so sad, right? I've been there too. I don't want to claim that I haven't been there. It has been my biggest struggle. It has been my biggest struggle. Because again, it is you're always looking around, looking around, looking around. Who's doing what? Who is doing what? Like, what are they doing? Oh, they're doing this. cheap thing, right? Everyone is telling you, like, you have to do it like this, you have to do it like that. Everyone is like noisy in your head. But you know it from within. Your life has shaped you to be a certain kind of person. You have invested. Like me personally, I'm a premium investor myself. That's just who I naturally am. I don't buy, even like in personal development, or like especially in personal development, because this is my expertise. I don't buy like 100 euro, 300 euro, this my packages or something like that. No, I start from 3,000 euros up. 3,000 to 30,000 and higher, like around 30,000 at once, 40,000 around that, you know, because I know, well, that's me. Like, I love foundation, I love principle, and I love, how do I say it? Like, I love to have everything in once. I like searching, but I know that, like, I don't want to waste my time searching for things that someone has already with love. There we go again. I don't only give high exquisite quality with love. I also like to receive high exquisite quality with love. They have done the research, they have dedicated their whole life to gather all this information, to practice it, to make it that theirs, right? The embodiment. And then they take all the time and the effort to present it in a cohesive style. That's what I want to receive. I want to be like taking through something by someone with excellence. That's just me. If that's you, you know how it feels, right? So that's what I wanted to share today. It's about the freedom. It is about the growth. It is about self-realization, being all you can be and being as true to yourself. Again, this is not for necessarily the beginner. Maybe you are, I don't know. But this is for the ones who have already accomplished a few things and then have already started their journey either in spirituality or in personal development. It is so deeply connected. I don't even know how, like, it can't be separated for me. But personal development, spirituality. So maybe personal development is the path to finding your soul. As I said, personal development is taking off all of the blocks that are hindering you from tapping into your full potential. Your full potential is your soul, is eternity, is infinity, is your unlimited creative potential. If you find your soul and you connect it with your heart, this is authentic, right? This is you. It's the embodiment of your soul in this life and this body, unique expression. And this alone, your awakened potential is changing the world. So I want to say that, right? It is about the freedom. Money is about the freedom to express yourself. And yeah, this is what I do. I am helping you through my courses to do the same, to find your unique expression, to create the soul blueprint, like this authentic, honest, that's a word that I love. Honest version of the life you would love to live. Focusing now on raising your self-esteem, your natural self-esteem, and then to share it with the world and say, hey, this is me, this is my service, this is my price, and I'm inviting you into my container, and I'm inviting you into my space. I'm inviting you into my work. And I know it costs a certain level, it is expensive, and it's worth it. It's expensive and it's worth it. End of story, right? So, yeah, I believe that is the most valuable thing you can bring to this life, your best work. Right? From this place, You can really create and continue to create a life that you truly love living because it comes from a place of love, soul, love, self-love, and love for others through your authenticity, through your truth. Your truth is connected to this is the type of money that I'm making. This is the type of energy that I send out and that I want to get back, right? So money is spiritual fully. Money is only spiritual. Money is so spiritual. And especially for the spiritual people, for the good-hearted people, it is you that you want that money and you should have that money so you can be more in ease and flow and love and not so much contaminated with the hustle and bustle, because your truest gift is above the crowd. And I'm not saying this from a level of disrespect for the crowd. I am part of the crowd. This is part of the groundedness, right? But it is knowing what life circumstances you have to create for yourself or you want to create for yourself in order to give your gift to the world, to make it the best possible. As I said, a good craftsman, a designer, a high haute couture designer needs time and space and love and the right resources in order to create the most beautiful, innovative, top level, state of the art. And it's the same thing with me, and it's probably the same thing for you. So let us invite the money. Let us invite the money into our lives. Because we love money over here. We love money over here. We love money over here. And what money can do for us, what money can help us do for others. Oh my God, let's say that again. What money can do for us is creating that space, right? And what money can help us do for others, it is through the money that we can have the time and serve our clients really well, serve the world really well. Or sometimes we can also give money to other people so we can serve the world. So be a channel for money. That's what I want to invite you today. Today, be a channel for money. Invite money. Receive money, right? Allow yourself to receive the money. And then you can give your value to the world, right? You receive value, you give value. You receive value, you give value. And the more you receive, the more you can give on a higher level. Yeah. And you decide. You just decide. You just decide what your price is. You decide it. You decide it. You will feel it in your body from a very grounded space. You decide what you get to have. You decide. And if you're really a vibrational match to it will happen for you. It will happen for you because the universe will pick up on it and people will come. Yeah. So I want to say that. And also, of course, I want to invite you. Because I love my work. I love helping you get crystal clear on what it is that you want to create. And then also have the courage, have the confidence, and then go and do what it is that you're feeling called to, especially now in claiming your self-worth and claiming the value and the worth of your work. So if you want to work with me, write me a comment down below and find me in the notes, in the show notes, or in the community box, whatever it's called, the description box. You can find my email there. And you can also find me on my website. Everything is going to be down in the description box. And I would love to hear a comment, right? How did you like that? How did it trigger you? what came up for you, all of that. I want to let you know that there is so much more available for you in all aspects, right? There's a whole new dimension for you if you dare to come from your authentic truth. That's really what it's about. So I'm sending you so much love, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.